KSL Cafecito, where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Iva Cruz.
And I'm Joel Caranas.
And in this episode, we're talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. Yes, that Super Bowl halftime show. You know the one.
I have to start with just a laugh. Here we go.
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, two Latina powerhouses, they put on a show. What a show it was. J-Lo killed it. Shakira killed it. J Balvin came out. Bad Bunny came out. It was a show, like I said. But not everyone thought it was the show that it should have been. Some people were thrown off by the women's outfits as well as the ladies' dance moves and said the entire performance was anything but quote unquote family friendly. So let's just jump into that. Joelle, what's your reaction to all of this?
My reaction is, really? Those people who had an issue with it being family friendly, it's like, when you saw the names Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, what were you actually expecting? Were you expecting ballroom gowns and long dresses? Like, no, this is, if you've seen any of their music videos, if you've seen any of the, even how they dress at award functions, you know that part of it is kind of also the show of, you know, showing a little bit, not saying that it's completely right always, but at the same time, that's part of the business. That's one of the things that's helps their career, helps what that, you know, what it is that they're trying to market, if you will. So I guess part of me gets the idea of like, this is the Super Bowl. This is not just, you know, it's not just something that those football fans, both men and women, just watch. This is, a lot of people are watching for the commercials. A lot of people are watching for whatever reason. A lot of people are watching for the halftime show itself.
Right.
Which I guess I just don't understand the idea of like, okay, if you knew this was coming, and for those that maybe hadn't been paying attention to who the halftime show was, okay, then maybe they get a pass because they didn't know who was playing, et cetera, et cetera. But if you knew that that was the halftime show, which a good amount of people knew, not just sports fans, and you were upset because of what they wore or what they, or how they danced or et cetera, I'm sorry. Like, I have a hard time sympathizing with you than being like, oh, well, that's a shame. Like, A, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. A, I didn't think it was bad. I thought the performances were good. B, I've seen worse when it comes to, if we're going to talk about if that are scantily clad or whatever. Like, I've seen worse. There's been worse performances. Maybe not necessarily at halftime show. Well, one during a halftime show, and I'm sure we'll get
one
to that in a moment.
Yeah,
one comes to mind. But there's been other performances at NBA shows and things like that that have been much worse. And even award shows. There's been plenty of award shows where there's been other artists who have been much worse. So, yeah, I guess for me, I don't get this sort of outrage of why, you know, that this has been no longer family friendly. You can make the argument football's not necessarily family friendly itself. Ooh. Football's very violent as well. But those are my initial thoughts. What about you, Yvette?
Well, I have, I guess I'm trying to figure out what family friendly is. Now, I will admit that when I saw the performance, I thought, okay, it was great. I was here for it. I was excited to see what they would bring. I did not, it did not cross my mind at all. Any of the dance moves or any of the outfits, when anything happened or when they would change scenery or whatever, when anything happened, it did not cross my mind at all. Like, whoa, is this appropriate for children? Now, this may just be where my mind is. And also, I don't have children. And so I guess I can't speak from the perspective of a parent. But I didn't even cross my mind that it would, like, all I saw when I saw people talking about on social media or what the reactions that I saw in the room that I was in, people were just very impressed by the show. And they were very impressed by these women. And they were very impressed by just there was a lot going on here. Like I said, they brought out special guests, which I think we kind of expected. We didn't know who, but that was also kind of expected. J-Lo brought out her daughter. Her daughter did an amazing job. That was a big surprise. Her daughter was spectacular. There were some political messages in there. Mm. I mean, it was a very, I don't know, like, I felt like Shakira is Colombian and J-Lo is Puerto Rican. I'm not either. I'm Mexican. But I felt very proud. I felt like, I just felt the orgullo in my blood. Like, I was just like, this is a performance. And my mom reacted the same way. And so none of that crossed my mind at all. And then that's the same reaction that I saw on social media as it was happening. People were like, wow, they're killing it. Like, wow, they look amazing. Wow, they did such a great job. Look at those dance moves. Like, people were just so impressed as far as what I was seeing going, that it didn't even cross my mind until the next day when I started seeing articles pop up about people saying, was it family friendly though? And I was like, really? And so I guess I guess I never considered that aspect. So I tried to open up myself up to that perspective. And I just had a hard time getting there because I thought, I mean, as far, the thing is, like, maybe, like you said, you've seen worse, I guess. For me, I guess it's not about like seeing worse or seeing anything like that. In a way it is, but how do I put this? I mean, I don't understand. Like, you see more at the beach. You see more at the beach and people take their kids to the beach. So is the beach not family friendly? Also, when we talk about sports have dancers and cheerleaders. And I don't know what the correct term is, but yeah, dancers and cheerleaders. And they also wear similar, I mean, they're not wearing long sleeve pants, They're not wearing pants and long sleeve shirts. Yeah, right. Long sleeve shirts and sweaters. And do we not have an issue when that comes up? And I know some people are very outspoken about stuff like this. Yes. But why is it now an issue? Like, I don't know who.
Because it's a hypocrisy, in my opinion. I'm going to keep saying in my opinion because I just can only speak for myself. That is in my opinion because you're right. We have cheerleaders and they are scantily clad even more to an extent at times that J-Lo and Shakira were performing on Sunday or this past or a week ago. I think it is a harassment. Look, that's a good point about the beach as well. The beach is very revealing, and but kids go there all the time. Not that kids shouldn't go to the beach. Kids can go to the beach, of course, but there is not that protest. I feel like the hypocrisy when it comes in is because some people will argue, well, the Super Bowl is kind of meant for everybody. And, you know, this should be a place where, you know, if so many millions of people are going to watch it around the world, and especially in this country, that it should have a higher standard. A, first of all, they still have cheerleaders in every game. So that's not, I don't want to hear about this whole higher standard. The NFL is going to do what they need to do, and they're going to keep cheerleaders. Because if you think about it, these past few years with all the Me Too movement and everything, which has been great, one thing that has been taken out has been dancers or cheerleaders. That's still there. I don't know why. I would figure that should be gone too as well because, well, in my opinion, they don't really do anything. Like, I'm not...
They train very, very hard. I mean, I'm not one. I can't speak. Like, obviously, this is my opinion. Yeah. But, like, I think that I don't think the problem is what they do. I think it's the perception of what they do. So people don't know how hard they train. People don't know how hard they work for this. Like, I mean, some of them are professional. I mean, they're all professional dancers. But I think the problem is, and it's not on you, but the problem is how people perceive all these kinds of things.
Right. I guess for me, I should rephrase that and say they don't bring anything to the main event, which is the basketball game or the football game. They don't. That's just, call me a hater, but they don't. We're here to watch LeBron and Donovan Mitchell, you know, not necessarily them. Getting back to the subject, I don't know. I just feel like it feels like a lot of people just need stuff to complain about. Mm-hmm. It feels like this is more of that. And I'm going to go third rail because I feel like this is just my opinion. I wonder if this was different kind of artist that we would have an issue with this.
I wondered that too for a sec.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
And maybe I'm wrong. And maybe we wouldn't. Maybe this would be all across if this was Taylor Swift and this was whoever, Demi Lovato. I don't know. Well, Demi Lovato sang the National Anthem. She did great. But I just can't help but think that because of the artists who they are, and maybe they've been at times, quote unquote, controversial with their dance moves or their videos or et cetera, or what they've worn to award shows, et cetera, that this has become an issue where, I guess for me, I don't see it as much of an issue for the points that I have made earlier, but I did check, I checked our website, I checked castle.com, and I checked the Associated Press story that we posted on the story. There were a lot of comments, and I expected a lot of comments say, go Chiefs or Niners blew it, etc. A lot of it was about the halftime show, and a lot of it was like how, oh, I'll never watch the halftime show again, or I'll never have my kids do this, or I know there were some people said that they felt awkward when their kids were watching the show and they didn't expect that to happen. That's tough, I guess. Like, you know, that was, I guess, unexpected for you. But I don't know. I just don't feel like there needs to be an outrage and something that's, we've seen other things before. But also, I don't feel like this is much of an issue for people to say that they're going to not watch the NFL or not go to a sporting event or whatever. It's like, well, yeah, you will.
I think in a sense, that's also saying, like, I understand. I mean, again, I'm not a parent, so I don't know what that's like. And I don't know what I have, like, thoughts and stuff. But I don't know from experience. But I just think that there's only so much that you can protect your children from. I mean, at some point, they're going to have to go out into the world and learn. Like, I think it's also about how you, again, not a parent. So, I, you know, what am I? Who, or what do I know? But it's also about what how you teach your children to perceive the world. So just because they see something doesn't mean that they now will turn into that. I mean, there was a really interesting column that I read. It was a Chicago Tribune column by Heidi Stevens. And she basically talked about how, you know, was this or like basically it was who decides what is family friendly. And I really liked this quote from her in the column. She said, "Family friendly to me is just about anything my family and I do together that's not traumatizing and that launches a conversation about the world around us," which I thought was just such a great way to put it. I mean, the thing about these performers were, one, there's a huge cultural aspect here. And the performance took place in Miami. I mean, Miami is a melting pot. And so why not take this as an opportunity to teach children or to teach whoever about different cultures? Because what for some people was inappropriate, for other people, that's just part of a culture. I mean, that's just dancing to some people. And it's not supposed to be overly sexual. It's just supposed to be what it is in the culture. And so why not take that opportunity and teach someone and say, like, this doesn't have to be you. We don't agree with this or we've never done, like, things like that. But just saying, like, this is what such and such culture is. This is what, you know, this is what we see here. This is, like, think of all the training that goes into it and all the stamina and the perform, like, there's just so much to it. And I think to just, like, basically diminish their performance and say that it was overly sexual and that it was just not appropriate, and I think, again, everyone has an opinion to what they find appropriate or not. You don't have to expose your children to everything, and maybe you shouldn't, but I think that if you don't, then what do you, I mean, you're kind of leaving them, I don't want to say defenseless, but I mean, why not take that opportunity and you, like, take charge and, like, explain something or learn about something? I know some people were confused about certain things. There was like a tongue thing that Shakira did at the camera. People were very confused about that and thought it was weird. People were making fun of it. A little research later, a lot of people learned that that was also a cultural thing. I think it was correct me if I'm wrong, it was a Middle Eastern
thing. I read something was Palestinian, but I don't know. I can't remember.
And Shakira's part Lebanese, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's like she was bringing her culture into it. And instead of people making fun of it or instead of people being confused or outraged, why not learn? Like, we are in 2020. The world is literally at our fingertips when we can just Google anything. So why not take the time to do that? Why turn it into this, you know, awful thing? Or just, like, why take away from their excellent performance? I mean, who can go out there and do that like they did?
Some people just like conflict and some people just like the idea of, I'm not familiar with what you're doing or who you are, so I'm going to automatically consider you a threat. That's obviously not the right approach, but some people think that. Some people, if they see something that's not part of their culture, then, okay, I'm going to automatically, instead of, like you said, trying to learn from it, I'm going to consider that a threat because I just don't feel comfortable with it. Now, I understand there are some things that, of course, we all have things that make ourselves comfortable. I get it. But somebody's culture and somebody's that's, if you, like you said, take some time, learn, or even this would be more like if it was an in-person thing, you ask him or her. But if you see something on TV, if you see something like that, maybe take a step back. You could learn something. Now, some people would say, well, I don't watch the Super Bowl to learn something, or I'm not watching the Super Bowl so I could teach my kids something. We just want to watch a game. Okay, I get it, but at times we don't get to necessarily determine that. Like, it just happens. Like, if somebody, whether it is a LeBron James type who wants to talk about equality, et cetera, like that, that's his call. But also at the same time, we're watching him. Or if Megan Rapinoe decides to say something about sexuality, she determines that because we're watching her play. And if she decides whatever moment, whether it's a trophy celebration, to say that, then, yeah, like, we're being taught something. Maybe we didn't want to, but we are receptive of it because we tuned in. Like, that, I think that's part of, like, the deal. Like, if you tune in, like, yeah, there are some things I would agree you shouldn't be exposed to. You know, maybe whether it's profanity or whatever. But
okay,
if it's part of but there is some of these performances, like you said, it's Miami. It's obviously they chose two Latina artists. You know, they're celebrating the culture of not only Miami, but just the Latino heritage as well. You can use it as a lesson, but I feel like some people, that's too much work for them. That's just my opinion. I feel like some people, it is just a little bit too much work, and they just feel like, okay, it's just easier for me to be upset and be like, hey, I'm outraged. And they might not even really know what they're outraged about. They're just outraged to be outraged because it's not comfortable for them or it's not what they expected. And I personally don't get it because I'm not saying that, you know, we're smarter than those people or whatever. It's just a matter of, no, like, just be able to embrace a little bit more the differences. You don't have to fully, maybe, let me rephrase that. Maybe not fully embrace it, but just acknowledge it. And if you agree with it, that's fine. If you don't agree with it, that's fine as well. But let's not turn it into, okay, I don't like it, so I'm just going to just bash it. And I felt like that's what happened here. Mm-hmm. And that's why I go back to say, I can't help but feel, and maybe I'm wrong, if this was another, if these were other artists, would the outrage be a little different? I don't know. Part of me thinks yes. Part of the things that maybe it wouldn't be as much outrage. But again, we know what these artists, how they perform in their videos. I mean, unless you really don't know much about Jennifer Lopez or Shakira, you should probably expect this to happen. Or at least some sort of performances like that, what might be considered, even though I didn't think, my personal opinion, they were that bad. I thought they were great performances. Right. But that's just me. You know, that's just me. I thought the dancing was fun. I loved the two-step thing that Shakira was doing. Like, I thought her performance was a little bit better, jealous, but that's just me.
I agree.
Yeah, but I thought it was good. I thought it was something different. Like, I don't know if you remember this, but so in, I think it was 2001, that was the whole Janet Jackson thing.
Yeah, I remember the controversy. I actually don't remember watching it. I don't even know if I did, to be honest.
I remember watching it with my brother, and when it happened, we looked at each other because we weren't sure if we saw what we thought we saw. And, you know, there was no Twitter, there was nothing. And so it's like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, because this was, what, 2001, I think, or 2000. And, yeah, so we're just like, okay, it's fine, it's whatever. It's the next day when you're watching the news and watching all this that it began to just get a huge thing. And then, like, MTV started talking about it. And it was MTV that actually produced that halftime show. And they had to apologize on behalf of Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake and all this other stuff. And then the reaction, because that was a real national, you know, that was a real national kind of, I hate to say it, but it was a real national, like, issue, if you will, or just like a thing that happened.
Right.
And so that's when the NFL decided, okay, they, in my opinion, they overpanicked and said, okay, we're not going to ever let that happen again.
Right.
I'm not saying it should happen, but
I mean, they didn't let it happen. It was an error. It was a wardrobe malfunction. Things can happen, right?
Yeah. And so for several years, we got performers that were, I don't want to say, I guess you could call them family friendly, but they were a little bit more safer. So you got Tom Petty, got Paul McCartney, you got the Rolling Stones, you have all the Who was another artist. So for years, or some people call them, and hopefully I'm not offending anybody, but some people call them, like, we got geezer rock or older people rock, because it was like, okay, they're safer artists. You know, they're not going to be outrageous and be quote unquote over sexual, et cetera. I think the one that and when it started kind of turning back around, that was years later, I think it was like 4 or 5 years where we just had these older artists. I think Prince, but by then Prince was, which in my opinion is still the greatest performance at halftime show ever, in 2006. Then it was more like, okay, let's get back to a little bit more some of these different artists instead of just like classic rock. And then eventually they moved like Katy Perry and some of these other artists. And Lady Gaga had an incredible one a few years ago as well. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars had a good one this year.
Right.
One thing I did want to bring up also, Yvette, is so some people were saying that, okay, some people are being outraged about this whole Jennifer Lopez Shakira thing about maybe being overly sexual, et cetera. Yet last year was Maroon 5.
I was going to go there too.
Okay, okay. But yeah, last year was Maroon 5 and Adam Levine was, had his
shirtless
shirt off.
Right. He was half, so, like, yeah, you could actually say he was half naked.
Yeah.
See, that's where it becomes a little hypocritical, because, and again, I mean, I saw parts of that performance too. I just didn't care, whatever. But yeah, the same people, and well, I don't know for sure the exact same people, but yes, I have heard the same argument where they'll say that the same people who are outraged about the performance and the outfits from this year had nothing to say last year. That just seems hypocritical, and it seems like, I don't know if it's these people specifically or it's just how women are portrayed. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous that you can see it one way and the other, and who gets to decide what is too much of something and what is the equivalent of it, like what male, female, or this year, or last year. It's also the type of music. I don't know. But I do find it ridiculous that we can be outraged about this and not about that. I'm not saying we should be outraged about that. I'm just saying we should not be outraged about this, because we weren't outraged about that. And again, the thing is, like, you go to the beach and you'll see, like, you don't even have to go to the beach. Like, you could walk down the street and you probably see a man shirtless. Like, it's not, I think it's also about how people perceive things. Like, one thing doesn't have to equal something automatically. It can mean a bunch of things. More than one thing can be true. And I just think that's so ridiculous that people are jumping to conclusions. The people who are jumping to conclusions now were not jumping to conclusions last year. Like, I would love to hear their perspective on why one is too much and the other was just enough, or like not enough, or whatever. What do you think about all that?
I think it's hypocritical, because Adam Levine didn't have his shirt off because it was hot. I think, well, I can't even remember where the Super Bowl was, but it's fine. Like, he was trying to sell, which is like, that's mm-hmm. what artists do. They're just trying to sell. That's part of what he does, or him and Maroon 5 or whatever. But yeah, we're not getting outraged by that, because you know, but we're getting outraged because of J-Lo and Shakira. And I don't know. I think for me, it's just these same people. I can't help but feel like it is the same group of people. It's just, they're just picking. They're just cherry picking.
Yeah, and
some of it is just my opinion. Some of it is completely sexist. It's completely sexist. It's because if it's a guy did it, oh, well, guys, well, they, like you said, they'll walk around without shirts all the time, whatever, et cetera. But if a woman is, you know, showing maybe a little bit more, or maybe like what they would show in a bathing suit,
mm-hmm.
then those same people would be like, you know, they're just targeting and saying, well, oh, no, like we can't show that, even though, I don't know, I hate to say it, they would probably tolerate it if it was, whether it was another artist or, like you said, if it was a guy. If it was mm-hmm. a guy just walking around in that kind of outfit, for whatever reason, there's a pass. And I do think there's some sexism there. That's just my opinion. But it's ridiculous. I can't help but think, if it's just like, since J-Lo and Shakira, since they are so famous, they are so, you know, they're tremendous artists to an extent, there's kind of like low-hanging fruit that like, oh, well, it's easy to pick on J-Lo's sexuality because she is, you know, her and her music videos and, mm-hmm. you know, she that's how she is as an artist. You know, she does use that. I wonder if that's like...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if this is kind of going off of that or just like literally pulling something out of thin air. I don't know. I'm genuinely curious if people who saw them both or saw the performance as overly sexualized, I wonder if those people have only seen Latinas portrayed a certain way in the media, and that's why they can only associate this the same way. I don't know. I may just be just trying to come up with a conclusion, but we've talked about this before in other episodes where sometimes, and we have a problem with this, where Latinas and Latinos are only portrayed a certain way. So for some people, it just confirms their bias about people. And so we've talked about Latinas before being portrayed as the maid or being portrayed only as a prostitute or someone who's overly sexualized instead of just like your regular, you know, person. And I wonder if those people have also or have only seen Latinas especially portrayed a certain way, and so that's why it was easier for their mind to go here. I mean, maybe it was easier for their mind to go there no matter what, because that's just what they saw and that's just their like that their experiences like it have led up to that or whatever. But I do wonder if that had anything to do with it. I wonder if those same people, did you see the press photo from like the day before where it's like J-Lo and Shakira are pictured next to each other and you have J-Lo all glammed up and like, you know, her makeup, hair done, like in the white outfit, and then Chucky does just in like a t-shirt and jeans. They both look amazing, but it's very two different Latinas in this moment. I mean, they could also be like in different circumstances. They could be swapping outfits or whatever. Mm. But that's just, that was like a lot of, I saw that. Like,
it was very on brand for both of them.
Right. Yeah. And then I saw people just like, it turned into a meme where people were like, you're, there's only two type of people. There's only two type of women. And obviously like some, there's jokes in there too.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you have like a completely like toned down, Shakira in a t-shirt and jeans and like her natural hair. And so, I don't know. I wonder if those people saw that picture and were able to like take her in like that. I don't know. I'm curious if these people that think that, and I'm sure it's not just this, you know, but I do wonder if that's what kind of came to mind, that they've only seen him a certain way. And so it was easy for their mind to go here because of how they've seen it. Maybe not, but I'm just curious about that.
No, I think that's a good point. I think that maybe we see it with music, but we probably see it a little bit more with Hollywood, where certain actors and actresses are just portrayed as one. And like you said, we've talked about this before, are just seen as whether it is the sexy chica or sexy chico or whatever, et cetera. Like you said, the maid or whatever. And, you know, that carried over to the performance. Or, yeah, there was this idea of like, well, all Latin artists, you know, are like this. They all are overly sexual or et cetera, things like that, or wear these kind of outfits, which is not the case, obviously. But maybe some people have just continued to have these, you know, call them stereotypes, call them just whatever, their perceptions of it. And it's still unfortunate that it is still 2020 and that we still have that. And it's not just the Hispanic community. There's obviously other cultures that as well that have still continue to be stereotyped like this, or maybe in different ways, I should say, as well. But I don't. To me, I just felt like this was an example. This whole ordeal was an example of why there's still a lot of progress need to be done. B, it's sexist. There's still some areas of sexist. That's just my opinion. I do feel that because of what we just mentioned with Adam Levine and all that. And C, it's like we still need to educate a lot more people. there's still a lot more people that need to be educated. And do I feel bad for those maybe kids who, those little kids or those parents who have the little kids who maybe were confused and weren't too sure about kind of like, hey, what's kind of going on and all these dance moves? I mean, yeah, because they're kids and maybe they just, maybe some of the parents really didn't expect that. Maybe they just weren't sure what the halftime show was going to be about. I'm not going to say that everybody knew. No, I'm sure there's some people who just tuned in for maybe the commercials and they just didn't know what was going to be the halftime show. There might be. But for the rest of them, I think you knew what you should probably expect from these two, if you know these two artists, or if you know anything about these artists in general, you should have expected that. So for me, I'm kind of have a tough time to just say, well, I feel sorry for those people. It's like, no, you know who those artists are. And also, you can just flip the channel. I mean, it's just kind of there. But it shouldn't lead to, even if you disagreed with what the performance was or how it was put out, okay, you disagree with it, but let's not blow it out to be like, you know, we're going to protest the NFL. Not that I'm getting paid by the NFL. I'm not. But we're going to stop doing this. We're going to start doing that. This is the worst halftime show ever. I'm never watching the NFL. That's like, okay, we're in the moment here. Let's cool down.
One thing I feel like I have to bring up is because I saw this argument a lot. As part of J-Lo's performance, there was a part where she is doing some dance moves on a pole. And I think, I know a lot of people were saying that that was, I think, one of the most inappropriate parts because they were like, quote unquote stripper moves. And I think they also are saying this because we all know J-Lo learned how to dance on a pole for the movie Hustlers, in which she plays a stripper. My big argument with that is when I saw that, I thought, well, yes, I know I saw J-Lo in Hustlers. And so I know that's where she learned how to do that. But my argument about it being inappropriate was I just related it to, I mean, like those performances of the circus or the silks, like the arrow. I just lost the word, but the
yeah, like circus.
Yeah, that again. Yes, it's very similar to that. I mean, what she was definitely, yes, she was dancing on it, but I think also people think pole and they think strippers, and I think that's on them, because if you were to see silks, just because there aren't silks in a strip club, you don't relate that to the same thing. And so I don't know. I saw that a lot. I saw that argument a lot, and I just kept thinking, you're going here because you think pole and you think stripper, but this is actually it's an actual fitness thing. Like, you can go to a studio and learn. It's a fitness class. It takes a lot of strength to be able to hold yourself up on a pole and be able to spin around it and do all these other things. Like, yes, maybe some people will put on some 10-inch heels and then that it goes again. I mean, it depends on how you're seeing it. But I also think people think of it, there's only one truth, and the truth is that poles equal strippers. And I think that's very inaccurate because, again, it's a fitness thing. It is very similar to the silks and to the rings that people do. It takes a lot of strength. And if, let's say, a little kid had never, like, knew nothing about strippers or knew nothing about what that world was like and saw someone being able to do these moves and these like spins and then this all this stuff on a pole, maybe they wouldn't have noted, like they wouldn't have connected the thing at all. And I think that that is just something that I think a lot of people missed the point. And again, I know that we were thinking of Hustlers and that's how we know. But the thing is, it's very similar to the silks, in my opinion. And I think you mentioned there was a Pink performance a while back.
Yes, there was Pink a few years ago at the Grammys. She did the Cirque du Soleil thing and it was spectacular. Like,
right.
It was amazing. Like it was during the middle of the Grammys, which I thought, man, now I look about it, like they should have said that to the end or to the beginning. Yeah. Like it was brilliant, but at least when I saw it, like I didn't see it as a sexual performance necessarily, in the sense of like it's a performance that has sexuality with it.
It's artistic.
Like, yeah, it was artistic, and she was over the crowd and everything. Right. Like, I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere, but it was tremendous.
Yeah.
But I think, to your point, like, because so many people associate pole, they associate it with, oh, that's a strip club or whatever, et cetera. And you know, they see J-Lo in it, and maybe they associated, I don't know if they associated the movie as well or whatever, but... it feels like some people just need any reason to have some sort of argument or to just be into disagreement. That's just my opinion.
No, I'm with you. I just think, like, I don't know. I just have a hard time understanding how it was, how it how people's minds, I guess, got there. Because when I think of, like, let's say the outfits, for example, you can see this, like we talked about the BHS, you can see the same thing at the circus, though. You can take your kids to the circus and what the people who are acrobats and doing all these things in the air, I mean, some of them are wearing, because, yeah, you have to wear, you can't wear like baggy pants and a baggy shirt to do like what you need to do, the artistry around the, whether it's like the rings or whether it's the, what is it called? I lost the word, where it's those like silk things.
Oh yeah, like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil. Like, okay, what are you seeing when you go there? I mean, that's what is confusing me, because I think it's about how you set the scene to your kids. You're not gonna say, yeah, Timmy, go to school wearing that. No, because Timmy can't go to school wearing that. But if Timmy's gonna do this dance that he learned at this, or he or she whatever learned at this dance company. I mean, if you look at the outfits that, I mean, I did dance when I was growing up. People weren't in these very like these paper bag outfits, and so that's what I have a hard time understanding how it got there. And obviously, like, you're not, maybe your kids aren't doing, your kids or whoever, your family members or you aren't doing these exact same things, but I think that just goes back to the culture around it and the culture, like the and I say this because I took dance. I was a dancer growing up, and there's tons of different kinds of dances. I did mostly ballroom, but I know there's also jazz, and there's also ballet, and there's also just a bunch of other dances that I'm blanking on right now. But they're all different. They all have very similar outfits. Maybe you're showing a little more skin here or there, but I don't understand how we go from 0 to 60, as far as outrage, 0 to 60 in one performance. I would love to hear from someone who can explain that, because I don't get how you're cherry picking your outrage, you're cherry picking your perception on the world.
Do you think it might be, do you think their argument could be, well, it's due to intent. So when you go swimming and you go, your intent is to not necessarily be sexual if you're wearing swim trunks or if you're wearing a bathing suit. That's because that's what everybody wears to swim. Mm-hmm. But the intent of these, I'm just paraphrasing it, but the intent of these women or anybody or even Adam Levine could be, the intent was to be sexual.
I don't know. That's a really interesting perspective.
Like when you go watch a gymnasium performance or
whatever. Right, gymnastics,
yeah. Thank you. Gymnastics.
Yeah.
The intent is not necessarily to be sexual.
Right.
But that's just what they need to wear in order to do all these flips.
Yeah. I think that's a really fair argument. And I guess that makes sense. But to which I would argue, how do you know what their intent was? What if their intent was to go out there and put on a spectacular show, was to train for months and be able to do these dance moves that many people can't do, and just showcase their talent? Like, I don't know. That's a great point. But then that would be my point, too. And I think
your point is great, too, because then who determines who's the intent police?
Exactly. Well, exactly. And also, like, when we talk about, not to get into like a whole other argument here, but when we talk about, you know, your intent is to be sexual or not, there are things that happen to women all the time, and their intent was not to be sexual, and that their intent was just to be themselves and to do whatever they want to do, because men get to do the same thing. And so that's where I'm just like, yeah, who decide? Obviously, one person, the person themselves decides what the intent is, but who's to say, like, how are you supposed to know everyone else's intent? But I just think that what I like about this right now, with this little like pseudo argument, because we don't know how people would react,
right.
But what I like is that that's a conversation, and that may open up me to think, okay, well, yeah, you're right, I guess that's a fair point. But also, I think it's also just about the conversation you have around something. Maybe it's not something you would do or something that you would agree with, but to bash it completely and kind of like, it's also people acting like they have like higher morals or better morals over others because they wouldn't dare be caught doing something like that or saying something like that or wearing something like that. I think that's what I have the most issue with, because I saw this argument somewhere, like people saying like, what their performance is teaching our girls? Like, what is it teaching our young children? Like, I heard that argument. And then I was just kind of like, yeah, I was a little taken aback, because I'm like, well, what are you teaching your children? But then also an interesting response that I heard is again, it goes around perception, because what it's teaching, and for some people, what it was teaching their little girls and their children was that anybody can go up there and do anything. Like these women, if you hear their background and then you hear, you know, you think of where they were. This was the biggest show in America. This is like the most American, right? It's like the most American thing. It's televised and everyone tunes in, whether it, like you said, it would be for the football or for the commercials or the performance. It's this huge accomplishment. And so what is it teaching our girls? It's teaching our girls and they can do whatever that they want, that they can train for something, that they can work really, really hard for something, and that they can put on a spectacular show, and then they can inspire other people to want to do the exact same thing. So it's about the conversation around it. So I love that argument. I love that point of view for someone. And again, maybe that's not going to be everyone's point of view, but again, it goes back to the conversation and like, what is it teaching our kids? Well, what are you teaching our kids?
Hey, that was the episode for today. Thanks for joining us. Have any thoughts on it? Let us know on our social media accounts. We are at KSL Cafecito on Twitter. We're on KSL Cafecito also on Facebook. Also, remember to tell your friends about the podcast as well. For me on social media, I am at Joel Cárdenas.
And I'm at Evie Cruz on Twitter.
Join us next time.
Bye.